This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 164.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to build a community around your content and why you need to. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to mention something that I've got coming up for you. So in the second week of June, so that's 2017, if you're listening in the future, I'm going to be opening the doors of my Soulful PR Studio. That's my membership community for business owners who want ongoing support with promoting their business. So I just wanted to give you a quick rundown of what's involved, just in case it's something that might be of interest to you. So it's a membership community where you get ongoing support with promoting your business. And there's four different areas that I really encourage people to focus on. So I think if you want to have a really watertight PR system, there's four areas that you should be concentrating on every day. So that's creating regular content on your website. That is building an email list. It's being active on social media, at least two or three platforms, and the cherry on the cake, which is getting high profile press coverage. Now, you might be listening to this now and thinking, oh my God, that sounds like an awful lot. And the point of the membership community is not to get you involved and then get you doing everything immediately. In fact, it's exactly the opposite. I always say to people that you need to work with me for at least a year to get all of these key pieces locked down in your business. And what I do when people join the membership community is, in most cases, we have a one-to-one session to kick off the membership. We'll talk about what your priorities are, what it is that you want to achieve in your business. And then I will personally direct you to the resources in the studio library that I think are going to be most helpful to you. So we've got courses on content creation. We've got courses on social media, on email list building. We've got a course on how to get press coverage. So we've got those kind of core areas covered off, but we also have masterclasses. So I have guest teachers who come in every week to help out on the areas where I'm not such a specialist. So we've had classes on Facebook marketing, on Instagram marketing, on how to build a membership community, if that's something that you're interested in, on how to use design tools like PicMonkey and Canva to help with your design. So basically, whatever people tell me that they want to learn, I'll try and get somebody in to deliver a class. And if you're a member, you get access to all of those resources all year round and all the time that you're a member of the community. We also have every Wednesday afternoon, we have an office hour, so you can jump on a call with me. It's a video call, so we all jump on together. And essentially, I answer people's questions and we all work through challenges that we're having together. And I think for many people, that's their favorite part of being a member of the Soulful PR Studio. If you're a member, you also get access to my library of interviews with the journalists. So my monthly Soulful PR sessions that I run in London, where I get quite high profile journalists to come along and talk about what they're looking for. So the features editor of Marie Claire, we had an editor from Grazia, we've had journalists from the Huffington Post, from the Telegraph, the Independent, the BBC, ITV. So if you're a member, you get access to all of those videos. So if you can't make it to London, then you can go and watch those anytime and really familiarise yourself with what those journalists are looking for, which is absolutely the next best thing to meeting them in person. And I think what people find, one of the things that people find the most helpful about being a member of the studio is just that ongoing support. We have a number of challenges which members are involved in working on together. I think the most popular one is the 90-day blog challenge. So this is basically, if you're somebody who has been thinking about blogging for ages, you know that you need to be creating content on your website in order to get people over to your website and see what you're doing and to convert those people from leads into sales, then it's a really great thing for you to get involved in. And basically, the deal is that you create one piece of content every week. It doesn't have to be a written piece of content. It could be video, it could be podcast, and you share it in the group. I'll give you feedback. Everybody else gives you feedback. We've also got a Facebook growth pod where we help each other out, support each other by commenting and sharing each other's Facebook posts. We've also got Instagram pods. So the idea that it really is a community of people with a common goal, and that is to promote our businesses more effectively and to just make our lives easier. And so we're always sharing books that we've read, hacks that we've come across, tools that we're using. So we're just helping each other every single day. So if that sounds like something that you are interested in, I will put a link to the studio in the show notes so that you can get on the waiting list. I'm going to be opening it up, I think, the second week of June. But if you're on my waiting list, I usually open it a few days earlier. So we've got quite a few people who are already interested in joining, and I really want to cap my intake at 50 for this cohort. And that's because it's really important to me that I know everybody who's in the studio. I hate the idea of having a membership community where I can't match a name to a face, or I don't know what somebody does for their business. That's quite kind of a challenge as we go. And that's why at the moment we're just opening four times a year so that I can get the chance to get to know people and settle them in and make sure that they can find everything that they need. So I guess the last thing I want to say is really just to share with you a few of the wins that some of our members have had. So if you're thinking about joining and you're not sure if it's you. So Kate Beavis, she was actually interviewed on the podcast in the last episode, which is 163. She's had tons of coverage in high profile newspapers and magazines, in Psychology's, Cosmopolitan, the Huffington Post, Daily Mail, Marie Claire, Daily Express. She's been on Channel 4. She's been on ITV's This Morning. And Kate's chosen to be part of the studio. She's also already very good with her content marketing and her social media. But she chose to become a member because she really wanted to focus on improving her press work and also have access to me to ask questions. We've also got Debbie Abraham. Now, she's a specialist dyslexia coach, and she's done really, really brilliantly since she joined. She's blogging every week and she's getting leads and sales via her blog. Because of that, she started her email list. She set up an autoresponder on MailChimp. And she also recently had her first article published in The Independent, which she was actually just delighted about, as you can imagine. We've also got Emma Mapp. You might have heard me talk about her before, but she has the funky camera bags. And she's another one who's joined because she specifically wants help with press. But she's had her camera bag featured now in Stylist magazine, The Guardian's Christmas gift guide, Qatar Airlines in-flight magazines, and also she's going to be featured in Jazeera Airlines magazine. And the reason I know all of these things and I know specifically about these wins is because I encourage members on a Friday to share their wins for the week. On a Monday, I encourage everybody to share what they want to achieve during the week, and on a Friday, and this is in our membership area, so we have our own private Facebook group, I encourage people to reflect on their wins. And we send out a weekly newsletter during the week celebrating everybody's wins. And we also have a member of the week, so somebody that we feel has really kind of achieved their goals and really kind of, you know, really is making strides in their business. So this is kind of how I know about all these wins, because I really encourage people to talk about them. So another member who's doing very well is Sarah Archer, who's a career coach. Now, when she joined the studio earlier this year, she was blogging sort of semi-regularly. She was thinking about starting her email list, but since she's joined, she set up an email challenge to encourage people to sign up and give their email addresses to her. She's blogging regularly, and she's actually got about a 5% conversion on her email challenge, which is really, really good. She's picked up three really good new clients, so she's really happy about that. And she was also recently featured in The Guardian. So that's just a few examples of some of the wins that members have had from joining the studio. As you can tell, it's very individual. So I'm not about saying that this is the exact blueprint that you should follow. This is exactly what you should do, because we all have different businesses, and something that might work brilliantly for me might not be so good for you, and vice versa. But the idea is that you've got that support around you, you've got learning resources, you've got a weekly catch up with me, you've got experts coming in to deliver masterclasses. And as one of my members pointed out the other day, it actually works out as less than £1 a day for all of that support. So it's pretty much next to nothing to get that ongoing support. So if you're interested in joining my studio, I'm going to be capping the new joiners at 50 for this cohort. And I've already got quite a long waiting list, but I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And as ever, if it sounds of interest, but you've got some questions, which I'm sure you might do, then drop me a line at janet@janetmurray.co.uk, or you can tweet me at @jan_murray, or you can find me over on Instagram at @janmurrayuk. And now, on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about why you need to build a community around your content. So I'm going to start off by looking at why you need to do this. Then I'm going to talk about the difference between a community and an audience, because it's quite an important difference. And lastly, I'm going to share some practical tips with you on how you can build a community around your content. So first off then, why do you need to do this? So if you're not familiar with the work of Seth Godin, the marketing expert, you really need to get familiar with his work. So in his book, Purple Cow, he talks about sneezers. And sneezers are basically people who are head over heels in love with your products and services. So much so, they'll pretty much buy everything that you put out there. And not only that, they'll go out and tell all their friends about it, so they will come and buy too. Now, in order to illustrate this, I thought I would share a couple of people that I think I am a sneezer for. So this could get a little bit embarrassing here. So one person I think I'm a real sneezer for is Chris Marr, who's the founder of the Content Marketing Academy, which is a membership community. And Chris is also the founder of CMA Live, an annual event in Edinburgh that I'm actually speaking at this year. So Chris has got a really good relationship with Marcus Sheridan, who's a very well-known content marketing expert and public speaker. So when I heard that Chris was going to be running public speaking training with the Marcus Sheridan in Edinburgh, I then went and spent around a further £1,500 to go and do the training. And obviously I had to fund my hotel and my travel up to Scotland and, you know, time off from other work as well. I also, after that, joined the Content Marketing Academy, his membership community. So when I add that all up with all the travel and hotels, it does come to around £3,500 in the last year or so. And everything Chris puts out, I look at it really carefully. And even if I'm not going to buy myself, I will tell everybody else about it. I often share Chris's videos in my Facebook group. I often share his tweets. And he recently rewrote the terms and conditions on his website. They were really amusing. And I shared that with my membership community, the Soulful PR Studio. He often does really, really helpful Facebook Lives on content marketing. I share those as well. He's delivered a class to my membership community. I just love everything he does. So he doesn't need to market very hard to me. I go out and tell people how great I think he is. Another person that I think I'm a bit of a sneezer for is Chris Ducker, who is a many times entrepreneur, but also an expert in personal branding. He's the founder of the Youpreneur community. I've actually had him on the podcast twice, and he was actually on the podcast in episode 159, talking about how to use live events to grow your business. Now, I've been following Chris and his work for quite a few years. I've been listening to his podcast for ages and reading his blog posts. And the last 2 years, I've actually flown out to the Philippines for his tropical think tank 5-day business mastermind. I've also been to one of his masterminds in London. And I'm speaking at Chris's event in November, the Youpreneur Summit, which is on November 9th and 10th. And I've actually also booked an extra day. There's a third day, and I've booked to go as a delegate. So I reckon I'm probably getting to around £12,000, something like that I've spent with Chris in the last year or two. And that's obviously included hotels and travel and whatever. But clearly everything he puts out, I'm going to give it consideration. And even if I can't go or I'm not going, I'm going to tell other people about it because I like him. I like his philosophy. I like what he does. And just to say on the Philippines trip, you know, I was able, because I invested in going to that live event, I was able to make at least what I spent on going to those two events back in ideas and leads that I got and business that I got from going to those events. But still, you know, I was prepared to put that money up front because I believe in Chris, I like him and I like what he's about. So you can see that if you're creating sneezers, people who love what you do, they love your products and services, they love your content, they love your blog, they love your podcast, they love whatever it is that you do, then your marketing life is going to get a hell of a lot easier because you've almost got like a little army of people who are out there telling everybody about what you do. And just to give you another example, I was running one of my Soulful PR sessions in London last week, and I had Lucy Sheriff, who's one of the digital editors at the Huffington Post. And right at the end, a lady, I think she's called Faye. If you're listening, Faye, hello. She came up to me and said she was interested in joining my membership community, the Soulful PR Studio. And what I was able to do is I told her a little bit about it, but because I was at the end of an event and there were a lot of people trying to talk to me at the end, I introduced her to Debbie. So Debbie is in my Soulful PR community. I mentioned her earlier. She's doing really, really well with her dyslexia coaching business. And so I said to Debbie, could you just tell Faye a little bit about the studio and just give her, you know, your honest point of view as a member? Because Debbie's been doing really well in the studio, she sort of smiled at me when she'd finished chatting to this lady and said, should I be on commission or whatever? And in fact, my members are on commission. So when I open up my studio, I always ask them first if they'd like to invite people to join. And they don't get commission in monetary terms, but they can get themselves a free consultation if they refer somebody to the studio. So we did have a kind of laugh about that. But basically, it means that it's much easier to market, because if your members, if the people who listen to your podcast or read your blog or buy your products or services are out there telling everyone how wonderful it is, it makes your life a hell of a lot easier. And if you need any more convincing, just have a think about some of the brands that you really like. So I was trying to think about this. I was putting together some materials for my membership community, and I was thinking about the brands that I'm a sneezer for. Well, I'm a total Apple girl. I have an Apple laptop. I only ever have an iPhone. It's Apple all the way for me. I love Kate Spade. So I get really excited about Kate Spade notebooks, and they're just ridiculously expensive. I think they're like £22 or something, but I save my money up for them. I ask for them for birthdays. I buy them for other people. And I've just bought a new Kate Spade laptop case. So I'm a bit of a sneezer for Kate Spade. I also like Ted Baker. I always get my purses from Ted Baker. I often buy dresses from Ted Baker. So again, have a think about the brands that you are a sneezer for. What is it about them? And how could you recreate that in your business? So the next thing I want to talk about is the difference between a community and an audience, because they're very different. So an audience, I think the word itself suggests the difference. It's kind of passive. So you might have people in your audience who listen to your podcast or read your blog or buy your products and services or follow you on social media, but they never say anything to you. So they never email to say, I really enjoyed that blog post that you put together, or I'm really loving using your media diary. That's what happens in my case. Or I really enjoyed your book. They don't feel that need to kind of reach out and have a conversation with you. You know that you're building a community when people actually take the time to get in touch. So just to give you a few examples. So I often get people now, which is absolutely fantastic, who get in touch with me on Instagram or on Twitter, and they take pictures of my media diary. So for those of you who don't know about it, I'll put a link in the show notes. So it's my A4 desk diary to help you plan your press ideas, but also your social media over the year. It's full of awareness days and key dates that you can use to come up with ideas for content, both for press, as I say, and social as well, and also possibly on your own blog or the own content that you create. So people will take pictures of the diary, they'll take pictures of my book, they'll put themselves in the picture, they'll make flat lays of them. And when that sort of thing starts to happen, you know that you're starting to build a community, because basically they want to have a conversation with you. They want to say something to you, and they're hoping that you'll come back. And I love it when I go over to Instagram and somebody's like tagged me in a post with my diary or my book, or they do it in my Facebook group or Twitter. Like it's just so nice, because you know that you're actually building a relationship with people. The other thing that tends to happen when you're building a community is that people email you. So I wanted to share with you a couple of emails that I've had recently. I'm not going to name who they're from. So this is one that says, Hi, Janet, I just wanted to drop you a quick note to say thank you. I've just started my own PR agency for classical musicians, but I'm young, I'm learning on the job, and I was looking for tips when I came across your podcast. I listened, I loved it, and subsequently devoured hours of your show. Like, my head is getting bigger and bigger now. I'm like loving this. Then I found the blog and things got even more exciting. I just finished the book. So this is fantastic. So she's loads. Listened to loads of podcasts and then just gone and bought the book, which is great. Your advice has given me heaps of ideas. I'm really grateful for the amazing free content. I hope I can use it to grow my business and become one of the good PRs you refer to in your book. You've taught me loads already, and you're a bit of a role model. So thank you for everything. Hopefully I can meet you one day at one of your events. My budget is small, but hey, I listen to the podcast. I'll get creative and get back to you. And that in itself, that little comment there, because I did a podcast where I talked about basically how to find the money if you want to go to a live event and you can't find the cash. I did a podcast episode on how to do it. So the fact that she's referring to that again sort of tells me that she is a bit of a kind of super fan. And what's really interesting about that is, you know, from what she's saying, she doesn't have the budget yet to come to one of my events. She probably doesn't have the budget maybe to work with me one-to-one, but she's bought the book, she's listened to the podcast, and it doesn't matter if she's not going to buy from me right now. Hopefully, you know, what I really hope for is that she'll just go and tell other people how much she likes my stuff, and she'll tell people about the podcast. And, you know, that's really great for me. So when you start getting emails like that, I think, you know, that's a real sign that you've got sneezers. And obviously sneezers are a really, really good thing to have in your business. And if you're interested in that podcast episode about how to find the money to go to events, it's episode 154. So here's another example of somebody who's got in touch. So, Hi, Janet. I know this seems silly, but I just wanted to say a big thank you and let you know how helpful all your podcasts and your blog posts have been. I'm in the process of setting up my own business and I've been completely lost. I've redone my website about 100 times, messed around with my services, and I'm just dying to get it all launched, but I just didn't have a clue what to do. It's been hard knowing whether to have a small niche or to cater to everybody. And do I become a social media expert or an SEO one like the other copywriters? Or am I supposed to be a writer? I've got it all rattling around in my head with no one to give me any solid advice, and it's been frustrating. I'm definitely going to take your advice to have a niche. I'm a mum of two. I definitely haven't got time to be an expert in everything. And last thing, promise, I wanted to inject my personality into my brand, but I wasn't sure if I could be myself or did I have to have a cold professional image. And I was worried that I was a one-woman show and the company is me, but you've made me very happy because you've reassured me that I can be the face of my business. Thank you. I'm sorry to have waffled on. I definitely think I'm turning into my mother. And this is how you know that you're building a community, because people are writing to you as if they kind of know you in that conversational tone. And I love it when people send me emails like that. And I always reply to them personally. So this is the difference, really. Are people engaging in a conversation with you? An audience will listen, they will read, they may even buy from you. But the people who actually want to enter into a conversation with you, who want to interact with you, which group is going to be more likely to buy? And when it comes to business, that's really what it's all about. It's building relationships, it's building trust. Both of those examples I've given you there, they may well not be ready to buy my products and services now. They may never buy my products and services, but hopefully they like them enough so they're going to tell other people about it, which is really what matters. So I'm now just going to talk a little bit about practical strategies for building a community around your content. So some ideas for you. So first off, obviously a Facebook group can be a great way to build a community around your content. Until recently, this was working really well for me with my Facebook community. So I've now got over 8,500 members. I'm finding it more of a challenge now because Facebook is introducing advertising into groups. So I've noticed that my posts aren't getting seen as much and I'm being invited to advertise in my own group. But it was kind of inevitable that was going to happen. But I think that the groundwork has already been done. And, you know, I've already built relationships in the group. One of the things that you can do with the Facebook group is you can ask a series of questions when people join. So I ask people how they heard about me or how they heard about the group. I ask people what they do, whereabouts they are in the world. And that means, especially if they say something where I think there's a bit of common ground, or they maybe talk about a podcast episode, or they talk about a particular route that they've used to find me, I'll often go into the group and then say hi to them personally and pick up on something that they've said. It's a really great new function in the Facebook groups. And it really does allow you to kind of have a conversation and build relationships with people. And it's very much kind of two-way, which is what this is all about. And if you want to find out more about how you can use a Facebook group to grow your community, have a listen to episode 126, should you use a Facebook group to promote your business? And then 128, how to build a large Facebook community. But do obviously be aware that things are changing with Facebook groups, and do keep an eye on that. The other thing that you might want to think about doing is building a community over on Twitter. So I've recently started a Twitter hour on Sunday evenings between 8 and 9 p.m. That's British summer time. And that attracts almost a different crowd to my Facebook group, or some of the people in my Facebook group come to it. But some people who are really active on Twitter but not so active on Facebook will come over and talk there. So the hashtag we use is Soulful PR Hour. And we tend to have a theme for the week. So we've had sessions on content creation. We had something on branding last week. I had an editor, James Hurley, from the Times business section a couple of weeks ago. And so the idea is to get a group of people together with a similar outlook. And again, on a Twitter chat, you can actually interact with people directly. People will ask you questions. You can build a bit of rapport, a bit of chat. And that really is about community building. Another thing to think about is a blog or podcast. So certainly with this podcast, it feels like I've definitely built a community around the podcast. So people who identify themselves as Soulful PR podcast listeners. Something that I noticed was that lots of people were coming in my Facebook group to talk about episodes and what they liked and what they wanted more of and who they wanted to hear on the podcast. So I recently opened a dedicated Facebook group, which is the Soulful PR podcast community, specifically for listeners of the podcast, because it means I can talk to people a little bit more about the episodes. I can respond to people's specific questions about something they've heard in the episode, which is great. We've also been chatting about stuff like, you know, what kind of headphones and to wear when you're listening to podcasts. We've been chatting about other podcasts that we like, other business books that we like. And again, it's a way of getting closer to your audience. And something that Chris Marr says a lot is he talks about bringing people closer. And I think that's so, so important when it comes to building a community around your content. So you're bringing people closer, you're getting to know them, then getting to know you. And, you know, in business, it's all about that know, like, and trust factor. So if you want to know more about Twitter chats, you might want to have a listen to episode 151. I interviewed Sean Conway about how to set up a Twitter chat and also how to take part in that and maybe use that as community building. Because even if you don't have the time to set up your own Twitter chat, maybe you can hang out with other people's and, you know, you might be able to find people who might want to come over to your community. The other thing you might want to have a think about, if video is your thing, is Facebook Lives. That could be a great way to build community because obviously when you're delivering a Facebook Live broadcast, then people can ask you questions, they can send you hearts, they can give you thumbs up, whatever. It's not a, it's a two-way street, not a one-way street. And again, that's really what it's all about when it comes to building community. And if you want to know more about how to use Facebook Live to promote your business, then have a listen to episode 85, and that's with Ian Anderson Gray, who is an expert in such matters. So I hope I've given you a few ideas on basically why you need to build a community around your content and also how you might go about doing that. As ever, I love hearing your ideas and I love hearing your thoughts on the episode. So do drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. You can tweet me at @Jan_Murray or you can find me over on Instagram at @JanMurrayUK.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.